You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 11th, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast. And I got a couple more news stories I'd like to cover, and then we will get to the phones. I've had several email questions, and one that people seem to be repeating is, can you send money orders or cash? No, unfortunately, as unfortunate as it is, you have to go through the JPay system so that they can get their cut out of it. Also, there's certain size books. I think it's the 8.5 by 11. You can't send anything bigger. You have to look on the website and get a little bit of the information, unfortunately, for all the rules and restrictions. But I'll be happy to answer any that anyone has. Just email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Five states craft measures to prevent transgender sports chaos. Wow, how about that? Republican legislators in five states are drafting legislation to prevent men and women in high schools from participating in sports based on gender identity rather than their biological sex. Lawmakers specifically said they want to protect women from facing unfair competition from men who claim to be transgender women. Wow, we've actually got some common sense legislation somewhere. It's hard to believe. The Wall Street Journal reported on the development. The bills introduced or pre-filed in New Hampshire, Washington, Georgia, Tennessee, and Missouri. Yeah, not North Carolina. Reflect growing attention around the issue of whether transgender rights protections are leading to unfair competition in women's sports. No duh. Policies regulating the eligibility of transgender high school athletes are usually set by school associations and vary. In about a third of the states, transgender students can freely compete on teams of the gender they identify with, according to the transathlete.com. Yes, they have a website, which tracks athletes' policies nationwide. But several states do not have formal guidelines addressing this issue. The Wall Street Journal reported that the bills apply to high school students so they don't conflict with the National Collegiate Athletic Association guidelines, which allow transgender female athletes to compete on women's college teams after completing a year of testosterone suppression. The lawmaker cites advantages that males competing as transgender women have over biological females, including differences in muscle mass, bone strength, lung capacity, and heart size, all differences that cannot be changed by hormone therapy or surgery. So I just wanted to give a little bit of a good news segment today because this was so ridiculously stupid, what we see in this society. The scary thing is, if you look back into history, this has all been done before. I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be. Those that are pushing that we live in the all-day gay pride parade seem to be winning. There seems to be so little pushback. That was some pushback. But your TV commercials are practically X-rated. Your movies are nothing more than a march through a filth-a-thon. Our society is totally embracing immorality. Here locally, the United Methodist Church is about to split and go break into two factions because so many in the church, they say it's about like 46% supporting homosexual marriage and want the ability for the pastors to be gay and this type of thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't really understand how a church that pretends, if it pretends at all, to stand on any kind of biblical beliefs goes down that road. But yet we see it happening. And, of course, you look at the shape the church is in, then look at the shape the world's in. I guess it's no big surprise. I wanted to get this in quickly. A Jewish man who claimed he was stabbed in an anti-Semitic attack has been arrested after his Apple Watch revealed that he had fabricated the entire story. I'm sure everyone saw this one on the news. Sean Samet, 26, claimed he was attacked by an unidentified white man as he left Temple Kol Ami in West Bloomville, Michigan on the evening of December 15th. Samet, who works at a cantor at the temple, told police that his attacker had yelled out anti-Semitic slurs and stabbed him in the parking lot before fleeing on foot. Samet drove himself to a nearby hospital where he presented the minor injuries. Investigators combed through surveillance video, but were unable to find any evidence of any attack. Samet's story could not be corroborated by any potential witnesses. Authorities soon became suspicious and asked to examine Samet's Apple Watch in order to analyze his health data. It showed his heart rate did not spike at any time around 7 p.m., the time he claimed the attack occurred. Instead, police noticed that his heart rate was elevated earlier in the evening, which prompted them to comb through the inside of the Temple Kol Ami. According to the Jewish News, they discovered bloody tissue in Samet's office and in the men's bathroom. They also found a knife with blood on it in the kitchen area. Once confronted, Samet admitted he made up the attack as he wanted to get out of his contract with the Temple Kol Ami. He claimed he had been teased by colleagues because he suffers a medical condition. So I just wanted to, once again, so many of these cases, I mean, how many can there be where it turns out that the whole thing is just completely fabricated to create a hate crime. You know, I mean, unbelievable. But anyway, almost as unbelievable, but not quite, is what goes on in the UK. Has everyone seen all, I know you have if you've watched any TV, day after day after day of coverage of the fact that Harry and Meghan are moving. This is like the biggest news that they can come up with, is the fact that they're moving to Canada, and everyone is supposed to somehow care, but I don't know why anyone would, but apparently over there in Ungrate, they seem to care a lot, but you know, their country's in such bad shape. The other thing is, I know I say this every week, but France is still, the Yellow Vest, all that's still going strong. No reporting, but a UK judge forbids parents to protest outside of schools against sodomy lessons for children. You'd have to see a picture of this judge. And of course, he's wearing one of those big fag wigs or whatever they wear over there as judges. Despite Ofsted declaring the lessons to be age appropriate, some families have claimed that classes teaching LGBTQ PB education to their children are in contradiction to their religious outlooks and are not appropriate for students ages 4 to 11. Ages 4 to 11. Getting them young, ain't they? A UK judge ruled protests from parents frustrated that the children are too young to be taught about the LGBTQ PB politics have been permanently banned outside the schools. You don't have the right to protest the indoctrination that we're giving your children, you peasant. High Court Judge Mr. Justice Mark Warby, and I'm here to tell you, when he's not got his wig on and his hammer and his robes, he must masquerade around as some kind of insane lunatic, because he's got the look. I'm here to tell you, I wish you were seeing it. He granted a request made by Birmingham City Council, who sought a court order to impose restrictions on demonstrations at the school and extend the exclusion zone around Anderson Park, which forbids their rights to protest. Following a five-day hearing, Justice Insane Warby stipulated that the restrictions does not amount to unlawful discrimination against the protesters. So it's not unlawful discrimination to not allow the parents of the children that go to the school, the taxpayers that funds this ridiculous absurdity, it's not discrimination to prevent them from even protesting at the school. Unbelievable. You have no rights. You know, it's just, it's all an illusion, isn't it? I mean, now, if they were there protesting for more LGBTQ PB curriculum, what, the judge and everybody would be for it. Oh, it's us. They've got the rights. You know, we got to protect their rights. But since it's it goes against the political correct nation-wrecking narrative that they pursue in Ungrate, then you can see the way the courts... Well, I'm telling you what. These courts here and there, and maybe everywhere, I don't know, but at least here and there, are completely corrupt. There's no rhyme or reason to the way they hand out these verdicts. There's two scary places to be in America. One's a woman's womb, and the second is this corrupt criminal injustice system that we've got. Under the 2010 Equalities Act, schools must prevent any unlawful discrimination based on the characteristics of students, including their religious beliefs, and ensure that parents are aware of the content being taught. He explained that protesters had misunderstood and misrepresented what was being taught in the school. See, the judge understands. You don't know nothing. He knows everything, and he'll tell you what you know and understand. He explained that the protesters had misunderstood and misrepresented what is being taught at the school, and that the new lessons were not promoting homosexuality, nor were they teaching sex education. Those who oppose the introduction of LGBTQ PB classes claim that they are against their religious beliefs and their children are too young to be sexualized in education. Well, you know, why don't the school system just butt out of all of that and leave that to the parents and teach them writing and arithmetic, maybe some real history and some other things, and not worry about their sexuality? That's not the position of the school to start with, but yet it is. I mean, here we are. That's all we get. So I wanted to quickly play, it'll fit right here. We're going to play, this is Tucker Carlson, and the main reason I wanted to play this, I want you to hear what Joe Biden had to say. For any of you that have any insane friends or lunatic family that may would think of voting for this clown. And then after the break, when we come back, we'll take phone calls, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to go ahead and get in line to call, 1-800-313-9443. Ken, let's play video 2, Tucker Carlson, 0 to 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Here in Washington, our leaders spent the week focused on the Middle East, on Iran, but out there in the rest of the country, there are plenty of more pressing concerns, tangible concerns. For example, many of our cities are starting to fail. Infrastructure is aging. Both crime and the cost of living are surging, and left-wing prosecutors have stopped enforcing the law. We'll have more on all of that in part 4 of our American Dystopia series in just a moment. But for the leading Democratic presidential candidate, Joe Biden of Delaware, none of these problems matches what he believes is the greatest crisis of all. America isn't importing enough desperately poor people. That's his position. In a tweet on January 5th, Biden lashed out at the president for his immigration policies. Quote, "Our Statue of Liberty invites in the tired, the poor, the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Donald Trump has slammed the door in the face of families fleeing persecution and violence." End quote. What a moralizer, that Joe Biden. Then just a few months ago, Biden vowed that when he becomes president, he'll admit 2 million poor immigrants overnight and then increase that number from there. Watch.
We could afford to take in a heartbeat another 2 million people. The idea that a country of 330 million people cannot absorb people who are in desperate need and who are justifiably fleeing oppression is absolutely bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. I would also move to increase the total number of immigrants able to come to the United States.
How many of those immigrants will be staying at Joe Biden's house at Joe Biden's expense? Zero, of course. Biden's view is that our chief mission as a nation is to admit as many poor people as we possibly can. The less impressive their country of origin, the less they're able to contribute to this country, the more we want them. You are rich, they are poor, therefore you must give them money, the right to vote, a permanent home. And once you've done that, repeat. Biden claims that's our moral duty, that Donald Trump and anyone else who shirks that duty is a racist. But is Trump shirking that duty? Is the basic claim even true? It's worth assessing. There's so much lying. So once again, we go to the numbers, and here's what they are. From October 2018 to September 2019, the Border Patrol apprehended 977,000 people at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's the highest total in more than a decade and more than the previous 2 years combined. Now, keep in mind, that's just the people being caught at the southern border. Many more are getting through without being caught, of course. And then there are the tens or hundreds of thousands of others who enter legally but then overstay their visas. These illegal immigrants are tethering themselves here with millions of anchor babies. It's not a talking point. It's a fact. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, for example, 372,000 children of illegal aliens were born in this country just last year. Every one of them is now an American citizen, and their parents are benefiting from a whole suite of benefits, food stamps, Medicaid, other programs. And of course, they won't be deported now. Wonder how we got 22 million illegal immigrants? That's how. So by any actual measure, by the data, illegal immigration is worse than it has been in a long time. But for Joe Biden, it's still not enough. 22 million illegals? Why not 30 million or 50 million? And every one of them gets free health care paid for by you. That's his promise. Is your country really so spectacularly rich that we can afford this? And of course, you know the answer. We're not a rich country. We're more than $20 trillion in debt. Our middle class is dying, in part because immigrants willing to work for less have driven down wages. It doesn't make the immigrants bad. They're coming from incredibly poor places with totally different standards of living. But it's an economic fact that when you flood the labor pool with people willing to work for less, wages go down. And that's been going on for decades.
Wow, who can argue with any of that? I mean, it is totally insane to live in a country where we've got all these problems and these elected career politicians, their solution is more poison. We need more mass invasion, legal immigration, when every metric and every analysis on this, by far the majority, about 80%, at least for the first couple of years, are on the taxpayer dole, and we have to pay for it. Underpopulation is not our problem. It wouldn't matter to me if we became much more, you know, if we had less and less people that lived in the country. I don't buy into this. Constant progress and expansion. Constant expansion is not progress in my view, okay? Wow, we got a full stack of callers. So we're going to go to the phones. We got Paul in New Jersey, Chris in Nevada, Jim in New York, Daniel in BC, Frank in North Carolina coming up. Paul, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, Farron. Farron, you made some good points there. You know, it is an issue. I mean, is the whole point of Western civilization is just to keep our buildings nice and to keep the infrastructure that white people built operational? Or is it really a place for white people to live in peace in their homelands? I would argue it's really for white people to live in their territories, their historical lands, keep them for their people. And if some of the buildings dilapidate and fall into disuse because of a low birth rate, I don't think that requires bringing in Africans or migrants from overseas to come maintain our infrastructure or our buildings. I prefer to leave them as ghost towns. Now, one thing you said earlier, Farron, I just wanted to mention before I'm out of here, because I want to leave time for other callers, is that you mentioned that the expenses on military spending came to $6.4 trillion. So I, quickly punched that up in my calculator and divided by 330 million Americans. And it came to $19,393 a piece. So if you're a family of four, basically a normal taxpayer with a medium income, you could assume that the government, thanks to their policies, ran up an $80,000 debt or bill for you and your family to pay for these Zionist projects.
Wow, that's a great point, Paul. That's a great point, and it really rings home how completely ridiculous and absurd this is, because as I've talked about many times, Paul, and you've made mention of, if we could use all of this money to benefit our children's future, to benefit our elderly, to benefit our own people, rather than spreading it all across the world in this march for empire. Hang on for me, and we'll wrap it up on the other side of the break, Paul. Stay with me just a second. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to join in. Stay with me.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Baron in the studio talking to Paul in New Jersey, and I just wanted to make a quick comment and give you an opportunity to respond. But, Paul, if it was so smart to bring in these refugees from these various countries like Joe Biden was talking about, if it was so smart, so brilliant, and, you know, just was such a good indicator of creating a successful economy, then wouldn't China or maybe Russia, maybe Israel, maybe Japan, I mean, we could keep going, wouldn't they all be sending their Navy out to bring people from like Chad, Africa, and get them in there as quick as possible if it was such a good idea? And the other thing is, you had done the calculations of how much this money actually comes down to per family and per individual. If we had the ability to spend this money wisely on our own native population, it would be, you know, the possibilities would really practically be endless. I wanted to give you the last word, and thank you so much for your phone call, Paul.
Everything you said was absolutely correct. There's no reason that we need these people. And hearkening back to what you said earlier about that civilian contractor who got killed in Iraq, that you know, President Trump felt that he needed to murder the General Soleimani. You know, the fact is, these people in the government think that we need to import migrants that speak that language of the migrants we're spying on so we can fight the terrorism coming from the migrants we're bringing in. You understand? It's the convoluted logic of these government people that just exacerbate these problems, make things worse, create this diversity chaos, and I guess it makes job security for them, because then they get to have jobs, you know, ruling over and making sure we're not at each other's throats because they've imported these people and that don't get along. And so they've created discord, and we're stuck with it, unfortunately. And on that note, thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. We'll go to Chris in Nevada. Chris, the break's probably going to get you, but I'll hold you over. How you doing today, Chris? Thanks for holding.
Well, it's a great day, Farron, and we really appreciate you being there and callers like Paul. I wanted to go back in your conversation a little bit, and you talked about Ramzi Youssef, the so-called blind sheep, the FBI agent asset or useful idiot, maybe handled individual, that was involved in World Trade Center 1's bombing and their parking structure. This is absolutely insane. You also mentioned Philippine Flight 444. Being a former law enforcement professional in the 400 code, 444 means officer needs help. I don't think it was coincidental that was the tail numbers on that plane, too, because it was likely a state-sponsored terrorism event. And I guess the other thing is, you're talking about James Field in Charlottesville and the miscarriage of by injustice of this railroad scheme of putting him in for a life sentence. This J-Pay system, the judges pay or the just us pay, where they felony a criminal convert half of the money paid on his behalf, these people should be indicted and should be in the prison instead of guys like James Field, who is truly an innocent man, framed with the blame for the Antifa assault on his vehicle that caused him to flee being attacked and the true fear for his life. And whether he had anything to do with the death of that woman that may have died from a heart attack is of no consequence, because the person that, or the group of mob, Antifa, fascist, who attacked his car are truly the ones responsible for everything that precipitated after their assault on his vehicle, causing him to flee in terror.
I totally agree. I totally agree. That's a good assessment. I mean, it's the truth, and I'm glad, you know, there's people like you, Chris, that's looked at the videos and understands exactly what's going on. Go ahead, sir.
The last thing, you mentioned the Shabbat group there that this guy was a member of that was supposedly a contractor. This contractor was probably a mercenary or a hired revolutionary terrorist to carry out atrocious acts against the Iran, Iraqi, or Syrian governments over there that he got whacked by coincidence. And of course, his hiring agents that took him out because he was underperforming and not doing what they wanted. And of course, this was the precipice they used to fire up these missiles over there to launch against Iran to try to start this war of the PNAC by countries in 7 years plot. But the very last thing, when I was thinking about this before, and I think about words an awful lot, and when we hear Chabad, the Chabad, that's the assembly of the bad, and I'm not convinced that the Lubavitch may not be Lucifer's bitches. So, you know, these people who follow this nonsense of this terrorism and abuse of children and child sex pedophilia trafficking, human parts trafficking, it's just absolutely insane that we live in this crazy society where these people are going to fabricate these lies and we're going to buy them. Thank you so much, Farron. God bless America. God bless the Republic. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, that was the first time I'd heard that. Lubavitch, Lucifer's bitches. I like it. We're coming up on the break. When we come back, we got Jim in New York, Daniel in B.C., Frank in North Carolina, Barbara in Georgia. We'll get to everyone. Hang on for me. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I won't come home. No. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song.
In studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I had an email with a reminder that I'd reported, I don't know how long ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, of the civil suits that's going through against James Fields, just in case, I guess, if he won the lottery or something, they could bankrupt him. But that's going through the courts as well. Jim in New York, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Aaron. Oh, hi, Farron. I called about a month ago saying that I think Trump was selected to put people to sleep. But I think he was also selected to try to get middle America to fight one more war. One more war against Iran, the seven countries that Wesley Clark spoke about. I think Trump was selected as a fake populist and a nationalist to rally middle America to a war with Iran. About a month ago, I watched the Army-Navy game, and Trump was there. And the military people there, they loved him. They loved Trump. And that has me very worried. They couldn't sell a war with Hillary because she had such a evil personality. But they're going to try to sell a war with Trump. This is all a game, left versus right. You know, the loony left, AOC, Omar, Greta, what does that do? It drives middle America into whose arms? The neocon warmongers. I went to Breitbart last week just to see the comments section. I always look for that. And 90% of them was supporting bombing Iran. 90% of the comments. That's the alt-right. The alt-right has been co-opted by Trump to become anti-Iran warmongers. And ironically, it seems Trump is no friend of middle America. He is dangerous. After that stunt on killing the general, the alt-right should be enraged. But what are the alt-right doing? They're obsessing over Greta and Omar. And I've always said, to me, the most dangerous group is not the loony left. As much as I hate them like everyone else, it's the neocons surrounding Trump. They're an imminent danger. And I tell everyone who knows any military people to watch Trump. Don't get suckered into another war with Iran. But that's what I think. That's why I think Trump was selected to get middle America behind him for one more war.
Well, you know, Jim, that's an interesting assessment. If you heard the beginning of the broadcast, you know, I said I thought this was some super reckless foreign policy. I would have never handled anything like this way. I think Donald Trump really had the potential there to get us into war, and it very well may be. I wouldn't have any problem believing that. You know, last week I talked about the fact that after 9/11, just like flipping a switch, all of the Republicans, the Christian evangelicals, they were. I seen it with my own eyes. They were parading in the street for war with Iraq, even though those of us that was paying attention saw that there was no justification for war with Iraq because of the events of 9/11. I mean, the government's own fairy tale version of it was that they came from Saudi Arabia. But I say all that to lead up to this. I believe 100% that these master manipulators they know how to play the American people like a maestro plays the violin, and it would not surprise me at all if they're trying to orchestrate and manipulate and create the scenario that would make it then palatable to the American people for one more war, problem, reaction, solution, because we know that's the goal. I was reading in the Times of Israel this past week, and one of the stories was they had wrote that if America doesn't go conquer Iran, Israel will eventually will. So we know that that is the goal. You know, I mean, it's just plain Odin Yanon, the Greater Israel Project. Hey, thank you so much, Jim. Thank you so much. I've got a full stack of calls.
Thank you.
We're going to go to Daniel. Then we got Frank, Barbara, and Rick coming up. Daniel, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, hi, Farron. Yeah, I did a little bit of research because I was kind of inspired by your show, maybe with Georgia Peach there filling in for you. Because I was curious about this transgenderism, the sort of rise of this in society. And I was wondering if it was like an organic kind of thing that just naturally happens. I mean, the societies suddenly decide that their children are going to be switching over sexes, because I thought, you know, that doesn't seem natural. It doesn't seem like something that just would naturally happen organically. So I did a bit of research, and I found out, like, in just trying to find the reason why the number of children being referred to gender identity clinics has quadrupled in 5 years, 4,000%. And the rise of children identifying as transgender and doctors referring girls to get double mastectomies, you know, healthy teen girls. I just thought, like, is this a natural thing? Like, where does this come from? So I did a bit of research, and it turns out in the 30s, there was a German gentleman. Well, his nationality was German. His name was Magnus Hirschfeld. He performed the first sex change operation in the Weimar Republic. So I thought that was interesting. And going back to modern day, something called the National Center for Transgender Equality. And the founder's name is Mara Kiesling. And there's another organization called the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund. The founders are Jillian Weiss and Michael Silverman. And there's another organization called the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. And their director is Eliza Bayard. And there's another one called the Trans Student Educational Resource Fund, and its founder is Eli Eric. Now, I don't know if you know what all these people have in common. I don't probably need to say. But it all goes up to this, you know, where did this drag queen story hour thing come from? And I did a little bit of research, and it turns out the American Library Association has already had the tentacles of these organizations, and they've been getting gay and lesbian literature into libraries for years and years. So the drag queen story hour was no problem to convince them to start doing this all across America and Canada as well. And they've got some connections to NAMBLA, which is the North American Man Boy Love Association. That's in the that's connected to the American Library Association, a lot of these same people. Names like Israel David Fishman, Barbara Giddings, you know, it's there's connections to GLAAD, which is another gay lesbian organization. They've actually got a Giddings Award that they give. And there's also a company called Radar Productions, and they're the ones that are behind this Drag Queen Story Hour. And they're funded by Zellerbach Paper, which is a Jewish-owned paper conglomerate, one of the biggest in America. So they're a pulp and paper company that invented the windowed envelope. So they made their fortune back in the 40s and 50s with that kind of thing. So basically my research came to the conclusion that these, you know, these same Jewish elites that are flooding America with third world refugees and censoring speech and eroding the Constitution are trying to systematically take out the nuclear family. That's what's behind this. That's the whole reason behind this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me do this right here, Daniel, just for the sake of time, because I've got a full stack and I want to get everybody on. Everything you said is true. And I'm going to be doing, I'm not exactly certain when, I'm reading the book, Merchants of Sin by Benjamin Garland. And this is the best book, which totally forms the basis of how the depravity laws changed, the beginnings of feminism, who was behind it, who is behind pornography, and it's all just as what Daniel is saying right here. He's 100% correct. A lot of what you're saying is in that book. And it's true, and the destruction of the nuclear family is at the forefront of their agenda to drastically make this country a complete immoral bastion of nothing but depravity. You know, I mean, it is that way. But for the sake of time, everything you've said is true, and I appreciate the phone call. We're going to get into this. I may spend a whole hour on this subject once I get this book read, because I want to break it down a little bit and try to summarize it the best I can. But I really do appreciate that phone call, and your assessment spot on, your research is completely accurate. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, well, we need guys like you, Farron. You got to keep it up, what you're doing. And just promise me one thing, Farron. You're not going to start wearing skinny jeans, all right? Good show.
I don't own any. Don't play it. Thank you so much. Frank in North Carolina. Then we got Barbara, Rick, and Michael coming up. Frank, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I do not own any skinny jeans. Soy boy jeans is another term for them. Yeah, those last two callers, those are the best two calls. I've heard a few good calls this week on different radio shows, on other networks, and maybe on RBN, but those were the two best calls of the week. The two last callers, Steve Pachinik and New York. Jim in New York, and the last guy. Rick, I think, in British Columbia. He needs to call in more. Those are the two most thoughtful, intelligent calls. Very refreshing. You mentioned
Daniel in
I'm
BC.
Sorry.
Daniel, I just wanted to
okay, Daniel. Daniel. Thank you. Yeah, you mentioned politically correct, nation wrecking agenda or something earlier. And, I would just have to add, it's politically correct, aka Jewish nation wrecking agenda. And yeah, I knew where that last call, I don't even know that guy. And as soon as he started talking, I already knew the answer. I already knew it's all Jewish. The Jews only make up, I think, less than a quarter of 1%. Of the population of this world, and they freaking control just about everything, certainly in Western civilization. They control everything, and they are out to destroy the nuclear family, just like the caller just said. They're out to destroy everything, and everybody, wants to defend the Jews. Well, I know this Jew, and he's okay. Well, how do you know? First of all, your average Jew out here that would live among people like us, they don't have to do anything. They know they don't have to do anything. But I guarantee you what, if you ever made their group feel threatened and they felt like, well, I need to step up and do something here. I can't just be on the sidelines anymore. They would. And that Jewish friend of yours, they'd put a knife right in your back. That's right. That's my opinion. They don't have to do anything. The average Jew don't have to do anything. They already control everything. All they have to do is go along with it. And I tell you what, man, I am sick and freaking tired of these people out there defending Trump. I heard him on Stormfront yesterday. It was like the first half hour of the show was like a freaking, and I don't even listen to Stormfront anymore, but for some reason I was listening to it. I had something I wanted to call in and talk about the Epstein ABC 2-hour special they had on that I just couldn't believe that they were even showing what they were showing. They never mentioned anything that about this was a Jewish operation or that he was Jewish or Ghislaine Maxwell. Or anything like that, but I had a purpose for calling in. We need to, we all know that, but the average people are it's in the front of their mind right now. We need to let them know. We need to add on top of that with an exclamation point. This is Jewish. This is part of their control, operation. But these people that want to, I knew it. This happened with Obama. A lot of people that didn't like Obama back when he supposedly got Osama bin Laden, remember, sent in the Navy SEALs? Man, I knew guys that hated Obama that went to freaking Walmart and bought a bunch of Chinese-made American flags and were sticking them all in their yard. Well, he's not that bad. And I'm like, what a bunch of dummies. And the same freaking dummies out here, people that are supposedly intelligent, professional people, and because Trump took a military action and killed a general, well, I guess he's not that bad. He's a pretty good guy. That was great. That was a great clip you played earlier of Trump talking about how we had no business over there. But nobody ever plays the clip of him from 2011 saying that, telling Obama, he was beating up on Obama, saying, get the hell out of there, man. Don't be messing with Iran. What are you trying to do? He was cautioning Obama, stay the hell out of Iran. But, he's such a clown. I'm telling you, man, anybody out there, I know some of them are listening to this show right now. You better freaking stop defending Trump. And Dr. Slattery's one, too, man. I'm telling you, Dr. Slattery, you make me sick. All this, you're all deflecting and making excuses for these people. That's what got us where we are now. And you too, John Stattmiller, you freaking clown. And Jamie Kelso, don't even get me started. I'm telling you, man. That's why we're in the position that we're in now, because we have clowns in leadership positions. Thank you.
Wow, okay, we're going to skip the next break, and we'll try to get everybody in. If you'll work with me, keep it to about 2 minutes. We'll get Barbara, Rick, and Michael on. Barbara in Georgia, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Am I on now?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
We hear you.
All right, I'm sorry. Good. What I wanted to speak about today concerns the USMCA, which was signed by Trump, Trudeau, and NATO. And there's a good explanation for what this document is on the John Birch Society website, and they're an organization.org. The document is over 2,100 pages, and it is nothing more than the TPP being replaced with the label of USMCA. The bottom line is that it makes us become the North American Union. The reason feds do not enforce border control, and it protects invaders, and it makes gender identity a protected class, is because of this treaty. But the treaty cannot be passed or ratified it cannot be ratified until it's passed in the Senate. That's why people need to educate themselves by listening to the explanation that is on the John Birch Society's website. Now, Jared Kushner was at the bottom of writing this piece of garbage, or turning it from TPP to the USMCA, and he is a member of the Chabad cult, along with Ivanka and your old Donald. And I feel that, like other callers before, symbols are important. The Republican elephant logo has changed, and the three stars were turned onto their corner to symbolize Baphomet, the goat god. And so the Republicans are the goat party, and the Democrats, we know, are the jackass party. But we need to realize that Chabad is nothing more than a satanic cult. And if anybody wants to look further into that, go to True News. They've got excellent information, and so does Chuck Baldwin on Liberty. Anyway, the Liberty Fellowship. Okay? And that was my contribution to your program, and thank you again.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hold it to about 2, and we'll get Michael on. Thanks for holding, Rick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll make it real quick. Trump, I don't even know why the military signed off on this hit on Soleimani or whatever his name is. You know, that is like a gangland hit. You know, back in the day when Dutch Schultz wanted to kill Tom Dewey, the mob had to kill Schultz because they would have just came down on the rest of their leadership. Well, now it's tit for tat. I mean, Trump was doing a press conference, and all his generals behind him were wearing hard hats. Are they worried that they're going to get droned next? I mean, Trump just brought everybody around him into his party, into his perimeter, and they're all game now. If somebody wants to kill an American leader, maybe one of our generals are going to get it next. So, you know, you can tell that the mafia is around Trump. This type of drone hit is something that, is done like in mafia style, Jewish gangman mafia style. And so I just wanted to, that guy Jim that called in who said that the Democrats are driving people into the arms of Trump. I've been saying that for over a year. And whether we get a war going with Iran or not, it's a pretty big deal. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on the neocons to back off from Trump, because as close as this gets, you know, more and more lives are in danger. So I don't think we're going to go to war. I think what we're going to have is this tit-for-tat crap, and I bet one of our leaders gets banged. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much. I got an email that in 1998, Dr. William Luther Pierce said one of the most interesting recommendations in the Forward article is that the Jews themselves should stay in the background in their campaign against Buchanan and should use Gentile frontmen as their tools against Buchanan, men such as Republican candidate George Bush Jr., New York real estate developer Donald Trump, and Arizona Republican Senator John McCain. Dr. William Luther Pierce, 1998. Michael in New York, you'll be the last caller. The time's yours. Go ahead, sir.
Morning, Farron. Thank you, sir. We got to always realize that since old man Bush became president, the Republican Party was going fascist, Nazi, right? The Bush family and the Nazis' connections, that's old news. Everybody should be up to speed on that one. We know the Democratic Party has been communist for decades. That's been blatant as all could be. Okay, so the Zionist Christ killers, they've been trying to steer our country into either of those two socialist-type government regimes. So now when Trump came along, you've got to realize Bush has hated him, Cheney hated him, Karl Rove hated him. Just recall old fart Bush when he died at the wake. And when Trump arrived with a military soldier at his side, which was a great move, he got daggers in his back by everybody there. Cheney and his wife, who's in, I think, our Congress now, right? And the Clintons and Steve Quayle, the vice president for the old fart Bush, and the Obamas, Barry Satoru, the fat boy from Kenya, and his transgender wife, Mitchell, there, they all gave him a knife in the back, right? And he knew that. That's why he went with a military guy. They don't like him. But since he's been president, sure, the neocons, what you call the neocons, the Nazi party, those are the Nazi party, they're trying to then use him. It's obvious. I get emails from Karl Rove saying how we got to support the Republican Party and all that crap, and I send him back and say, go to you know where. I know who you are, and I know what you're all about. So they're trying to use Trump, of course. This is blatantly obvious, and Trump is deep in a deep state. He's surrounded by them all. Now, he's compromised to some degree. That's obvious, too. And his son-in-law, that wussy there, boy, Jared, sure, he's clearly compromised. So that poor guy, he's in deep. And I think he wants to do good, but he is compromised, and they got him by the tail. And I feel sorry for Trump. But when the incident at the embassy in Iraq happened, there were automatically the whole Zionist Christ-killer media and the Communist Party saying how Trump has got his own Benghazi now. Okay, so if he didn't do anything, well, we'd still be hearing about how Trump is no good. He didn't do anything. He let Americans die. So what does he do? He takes out one of their scumbags, okay? And, yeah, I get all the background on that. Sometimes he was on our side. It's been going on since the beginning of the 1900s, since all the wars. And but he didn't get us into war yet, and so we can thank God for that. But we got to realize both parties, up to Trump, were building up Red China big time. I mean, over the last 30 years, from pulling rickshaws, now they're a major, major threat to the whole world, especially us here. So,
Michael, I got music.
You got to realize at least Trump has bought us time. Thank you, Farron.
Thank you. Great callers. Anyone that wants information on James Field, please email me at thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Love is a razor and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slap in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time offer.